This Chazor Zeichen Neshav Bachar Chesach Shagav and Yehudim Sechzes Avoy Dezor Daf Mem Gimel. Zok Nemar Brisa says, what's the figure of a dragon? Rav Shimon Lozer explained, it has fins along its spine. Rav Asi showed that Rav Shimon was actually referring to its neck. Rav Chama, the son of Rav Chanina, paskent like Rav Shimon Lozer. Nemar continues, Rabbi Rav Chanina named Rav Yeshua Ben Levi said, I was once talking with Rav Lozer a kapper, and he found a ring with the figure of a dragon on it. He met a non-Jewish child, but didn't say anything to him. He then met a non-Jewish adult and told him to be Mevatli Avoy Dezor on the ring. But the guy refused to do so. So Rabbi Lazar hit him, and the guy was then mevatel it. We can learn three things from the story. Number one, that a guy can be mevatel the avodah zarah of another guy. Number two, that only a guy that understands the concept of avodah zarah can be mevatel it, and that's why he didn't have the child be mevatel it. And number three, that a guy can be mevatel the avodah zarah even when he's forced to do so. Rabbi Chanina asked, does Rabbi Lazar a kapper not agree that with the brisa that says that when someone loses something in a public area, the finder is allowed to keep it because the owner has he or she despairs over ever finding it? Now, since the ring was found in a public place, the owner was certainly miyayish, and if so, that should constitute a bittel, and no further bittel should have been needed. And for the Gemara, Abaya said, although the owner is miyayish from finding the ring, he's not miyayish from the ring being continued being to be used as an avodah zarah. Because he says to himself like this, if a guy finds it, he'll continue to worship it. If a yid finds it, since it's valuable, he'll sell it to a guy who will then continue to worship it. That's why Rabbi Elazar had to make the guy be mevatel it. For the Gemara, Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel had many shapes of moons on a board, on a wall in his attic. He would use them as a visual aid to help the witnesses when they came to describe the new moon that they saw. So now, how could he make these shapes of the new moon? The pasuk of Loi Sasun Iti teaches that one's not allowed to make forms in the image of the heavenly bodies. And for the Gemara, Abaya said, the pasuk only prohibits making forms of things that can be reproduced, like the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, but not things that can't be reproduced, like Malochim and the moon, so that a person can't do them. So making them as a model is not a problem. Correct. The Gemara Brisa says that the pasuk prohibits making forms in the image of Hashem's heavenly servants. As Abaya said, the pasuk only prohibits making the four faces from the Kisya covered all together at one time, which is the face of a human, an ox, an eagle, and a lion. Making a moon would not be usur. Correct. The Gemara Brisa says that one may not make a human face even without making the other three. And for the Gemara, Huna, the son of Ravidi said, he learned from Abaya's lessons that a human face alone is also based on the pasuk Loi Sasun Iti, which you can read as Oisi, Loi Sasun Oisi, meaning don't make the form of me, Zokt Hashem, which is meant to refer to a human face, because we're made B'Tzelem Elikim. However, other forms are not also unless they're all four together, like the all four of the Kisya Kovet. Frech, the Gemara Brisa says that the pasuk Loi Sasun Iti teaches that one may not even make the form of Malochim. Abaya said, the pasuk only prohibits making forms of Hashem's servants of the uppermost heaven, not of the lower heavens, and the moon is a servant in the lower heavens. Frech, the Gemara Brisa says, the pasuk of Asher Bashamayim teaches that one may not make the form of the sun, moon, or stars. The Gemara, it's only usher to make these if one intends to worship them. Frech, the Gemara, if the Brisa is referring to worshiping them, even the form of a small worm should be usher. After the Gemara, it actually would be usher based on the pasuk of Mitachas in the pasuk. Frech, the Gemara Brisa says, the pasuk of Loi Sasun Iti teaches that one may not even make the form of the sun, moons, or stars, even if he's not going to be, even if he doesn't intend to worship them. After the Gemara, Gamliel did not actually make the forms, he had a goy make it for him. Frech, the Gemara Yehuda had a signet ring with a human form made for him by a goy, and yet Shmuel told him he has to deface it. After the Gemara, that case was different because the form protruded from the ring, and he wanted to make sure that no one would suspect Rabbi Yehuda of worshipping that protruding form. Frech, we find that a human form was in the shul of Nardo, and there was no concern that people would be suspected of worshipping it. Mara says no one suspects a tzibur of worshipping these forms. Only individuals are chashud. Frech, the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel was an individual, and yet there was no concern that he would be suspect. And he was a nasi, and therefore he always had people around. Therefore, he had like a din, like a tzibur. Another teret, he had the moon in pieces, like modular pieces. He would only put them together when needed for witnesses. Therefore, he would not be suspect. Third teret, he made these to use to teach others regarding them, which is mutter to do. You can't use them. You can't just make them to have it. You can make them to teach. Mishnah and said, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Oymer v'chulu. What's considered to be a prestigious keli and what's considered to be less than a prestigious keli? And for the Gemara, Rav said, if the betrayal is on the upper rim of the keli, it's considered to be prestigious. If it's on the walls or the bottom of the keli, it's not. Shmuel said, both of those are not prestigious. Prestigious means that the betrayal is on a bracelet, a nose ring, or a ring, meaning on jewelry. A Braisa Taka says, like Shmuel.